News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Iran's aerial attack inside Israel this weekend is stirring fears of a wider regional war in the Middle East. President Joe Biden saying the U.S. will not support an Israeli counterattack against Iran. Iran's state-run news said Saturday Iran had launched over 200 drones and missiles, most of them intercepted by the Israeli and U.S. military. Iran launched the strikes in retaliation for Israel's earlier attacks that killed a top Iranian general at their embassy in Syria. Back in the U.S., House Speaker Mike Johnson and former President Trump convening at Mar-a-Lago Friday to discuss election interference. USA's John Schaefer.
Johnson emphasized the link between election integrity and border security, citing concerns that the Biden administration's policies may enable illegal aliens to register for benefits.
Well, guess what? When you go to a welfare office, they also ask you if you would like to register to vote.
He announced plans to propose legislation mandating voters to provide proof of American citizenship.
Hunter Biden is going to have to face federal gun charges. USA's Corey Myers tells us why.
A judge in Delaware has denied his attempts to dismiss three federal gun charges, making it more certain that a trial will happen this summer. Attorneys for Hunter Biden argued that an immunity agreement tied to his plea deal is still in effect. But the judge argued that the contract required approval from a probation officer, and the probation officer never signed off on it.
If you haven't filed your 2023 tax return with the IRS yet, most filers have until 11:59 p.m. Monday, April 15th. Some, however, do get an extra day or two if they live in Maine, Massachusetts, or Washington, D.C. due to observed holidays. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
A young girl is dead. Seven other people, including two children, are wounded after a shooting at a family gathering in Chicago. Police reported as many as a dozen gunshots at the gathering Saturday night. A seven-year-old girl killed, while a pair of boys, ages 1 and 7, are in critical condition. Investigators think it was likely a targeted shooting. The issue of abortion took center stage in a case before the Iowa State Supreme Court this past week. Lawyers for the state of Iowa arguing in favor of a recently passed fetal heartbeat bill there, banning most abortions beyond 6 weeks. Iowa Solicitor General Eric Wesson presenting the state's case.
In Planned Parenthood 2021, this court recognized that there is no freestanding right to provide an abortion.
Attorney Peter Eam representing Planned Parenthood.
Autonomy and dominion over one's own body go to the very heart of what it means to be free. That's what's at stake in this case.
Drug shortages have reached an all-time high in the United States. During the first 3 months of 2024, there were 323 active medication shortages, some of the most concerning involve generic injectable medications, including cancer chemotherapy drugs and emergency meds. Some hospitals and clinics reported being completely out of supply. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.